Abba Zovin Betleisa Asisa Pshita Vishra Mitleisa Tavchin. He bought 13 like dollars of worth of meat from 13 butcher stores. Umashim lo atinura the doshim, and he paid somewhere. He paid them up at the door. As soon as he bought the meat, he paid them up right away. The yomlo osher haya osher haya machshnel machshnel. As he went to buy the meat Friday morning, they told him like make it fast. I have to take the meat home ready to cover Shabbos. Like get going. Rashi. Mysterious loyim, mysterious pshitis loyim medina. Vein echod miches besela tsuri. Vainu chat din. Kitzel sam is a lot of big sum of money. O mashem le yatsnu de dosho. Lefnei boyim loviim lo yaboser hoyim mezam le moisayim. Before they even brought the meat, he would have the money ready. Al pischeim v'yom lem osher haya. Min his ashrud, make it fast, v'schas gomayr. Grum the same, work fast today, lemar. V'lachsav limchul, asasek v'tzorek ha-shabbos. Is make things fast. It's Friday today. You got to get going to cover Shabbos. Right. Rabbi Avua Heve Yosef Atakta Bishina. Rabbi used to sit on a marble chair. Or Moshev Nura. He would like fan the fire. As with the fire, the time they roasting the chicken, making the barbecue, he would sit there and blow the fan the fire to make sure it cooked good the food. Trashi Ataka Bishina Pashtida Shel Shein. Made out of like marble. Shechoshev hoyev osher. Is an osher with a choshev chair. O moishev nura neifich. Misham nura lechavra Shabbos. He would blow the fire there to make it burn good. Rav Onan lovish gunda. Rav Avish used to put on clothing. Zrashi klishoch. Used to wear black clothing on Friday. Not such nice clothing. Zrashi lodiya to tell everybody that Friday is shayim eino kedai lesani b'chshivas. Friday is not a day to dress up nicely. Why? Milasasek betavshilin Shabbos. Because Friday is a work day. Friday is a day you have to start cooking and prepare for Shabbos and work hard. If you wear your nice clothing and you get them dirty. So Friday is a day to wear the black clothing. So you can work hard on Friday. The Godim Shabishab and Grevel Rabbi. The clothing you use when you're cooking the food for your Rebbe, Al Yimzig Ben Kois the Rabbi. You shouldn't wear the same clothing when you give him to drink it. There also, you're pairing on Friday to cover Shabbos, you should wear your black clothing, and on Shabbos, wear your nice clothing. Trust the Ton of Rebbe Shmuel, the Bishop Kadera Metanah Pagodim. It makes you dirty. So don't wear your dirty clothing for Friday. Rav Safra Machrech Resha. Rav Safra used to take the head of the chicken or the behemoth and machrech like burn, scorch the head. Rashi machrech reisha imoyer sham reish pei malacharich mechot kubatzmi. This is all raya that tanoim the amroim did things themselves to cover Shabbos. Now it's Friday. You shouldn't act like ich bin achoshev a mensch. Let the maid do everything. You're supposed to do something to cover Shabbos also. And these amroim mamish work to cover Shabbos. So he scorched the head of the behema. Rova molech shibuta. Rova used to salt the fish to cover Shabbos. Ravuna madlik shargi. He would light the fire. Rav Papa Godup Silta, he would make the wicks for Shabbos. Rav Chizde Porim Silka, he would slice the vegetables for Shabbos. Shrashi Porim Loshem Prumim Mechatech. Rabba Rav Yosef Metzachli Tzivi, collect the small twigs to make a fire for Shabbos. Rav Zera Metzoset Susi, Shrashi Metis Or Beitzam Dakim, he would light the fire to small pieces of wood. Rav Nachman Bab Yitzchok Mekate V'ayil, he would put things, put packages on his shoulders. Mekatev enough to take it off his shoulders. The kids say he used to do work on Friday. He used to help the cover Shabbos. Trasha Mekatev Yal Mekatev enough. Be'er Shabbos Yoytsev Nichsas Lovi Tomid Masoyes Kli Tashmish Ovigdei Choyfish Omegodim Ka'odim Shemakabalus Rabbi Bebeisan. He used to work hard every Friday, as if you're having a tremendous guest, your Rebbe's coming to your house, you prepare and bring all the nice silver in, and nice clothing in, and the nice furniture. He used to work every Friday for that. Omar Aloy Shuchoshev Olov, V'chor Olach Voidoy, L'Troyach Olaharbis B'Shviloy. That's why everybody should feel on every Shabbos. You have to know you're having a big guest, Shabbos is coming, work on Shabbos Friday to prepare for Shabbos. Omri said, Ilu Makloyim Li Rabami Rabasi. If Rav Amram Rasi would come to visit me, Miloy Mechasvino the Kamayu, wouldn't I work to clean up the house and make things fair for them? So what then on Shabbos also I'm preparing for? Vika the army some said the Maisus Faker. Ravami Ravasi was the one that Machasvi via Machasvi Naf used to pick up the packages and put them down. Amri, they would say, Ilu Rikloi Lon, Rabbi Yechanon, if our Rebbe Rabbi Yechanon would come to visit us, Milo Machasvin and Kamei, wouldn't I come and prepare for them? So Avada, now Erev Shabbos, they had to prepare for Shabbos, so they put down and picked up packages. Right, the famous Meiser Yosef Moikir Shavi Hevi. Yosef was someone was Mechabit Shabbos. Moikir is very precious to him, the Shabbos. Ha'ahu Nochri B'Shapuse was a goy in his neighborhood. The Hevi Nefish Nichse, this goy was a big usher, a lot of property. Nechse Tuva, a lot of property. Amrile Kaldoi, he's the Zirashi Chuzem Kechovim. The people that look in the stars told him, Kulhu Nichse Yosef Moikir Shavi Yochlu. They told this big rich guy, you should know, all your nechasim, this yid, Yosef, Moikir Shavi, he's needed up. So what did he do? In the guy, he went and sold all his nechasim, Zavon Bo Magnisa, and he bought a beautiful pearl for that money. Or Eisva Besaini, put it into his hat. Trash Yosef Besaini, also Loikoiv, made a hat, Shalevin, Vishavtsu, Mishposaisa, Shalzov, Vikovabar Magloisa, Vikovu, Kitsi put this beautiful diamond he had in his hat. Pahadi de Ko'ova Mavro, when he's going over the bridge, Afrachezika, a wind came, Shadya Bamaya threw the beautiful hat into the water with the beautiful pearl. Bola Kavro, a fish swallowed up this pearl. Askua, so the fishermen caught this fish. Aisa Apanya de Mala Shabbata. The fishermen caught it late on Friday. Amri, the fisherman asked around the stud, Man Zovin, Kiyashta, who wants to buy this big fish we have for sale? Omrulu, the people in the city told him, Zilu Amtu Lagabi Yosef Moikir Shavi. Go to this yid, Yosef, he's always Moikir Shabbos, he'll zicha buy this beautiful fish for Shabbos. The Rogel the Zovin, and because he's always Rogel and buying beautiful things for Shabbos. Is Amtu Nalei, they brought this big fish to Yosef, Zavne, he bought the fish. Kare, he cut open the fish. Ashkech Bei Magnisa, Rabbi Yosef found the pearl in the fish. Zavne, he sold it, but Leisa Lisa the Dinri did have. He bought three big golden coins for it. Kitsi came a big usher. Poge Bei Yehusaba, a Saba came to him, Leisa Teliyahu Anovi, a Saba came to Yosef, an old man came to Yosef. Omer, he said, Man the Yaziv Shabbata, whoever lends money to Shabbos, in other words, you spend your money on Shabbos, is Porish Shabbata. Shabbos pays you back. It's b'schus that you, Yosef, went to spend, always bought a nice fish to cover Shabbos, you're getting paid back now that Shabbos pays you back with this big diamond. Boy Mene Rebbe, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi, Ashirim Shabbat Yisrael, B'mahim Zakoin. How come the people in Eretz Yisrael are rich? What schus do they have to be rich? Omalei Bishvil Shemaisrin. Because they give off Meiser. They give Meiser. Meiser from the money, Meiser from the Paris, they give Meiser. Shenema the Posik says, Aser Taser. Give off one test of give Meiser. And we dashin Aser Bishvil Shetasaser. If you give off Meiser, you give Stoka, Bishuze, you become rich yourself. The Abishu gives you back the money. Sheva Bovul B'mahein Zakoin. The people in Bovul, why are they there to be rich people? Omalei Bishvil Shemachadan Esatoira. They give cover to the Torah, so the Schaz there, they also came Ashirim. The Shabbashar Arotzeis, Pamayim Zeichen, people other part of the world, why they become rich? It's another schooler. Be Mechabit Shabbos, you spend your money on Shabbos, at this Meister, you get money back. I once went to Lutkia, the city. I was by a balabas there. They brought in front of him the table Erev Shabbos, Shelzov, a table mamash from gold. Masli shisha sar bnei yodim, and took 16 people to carry it. Veshisha sar shal sholis, shal kesef kvuyis boy. It had 16 chains of silver on it. O kaaros v'koistas katunias espluchas kvuyis boy. Mamas plates and dishes were on it. We all love kol minei michael. All different type of foods were on this table. V'chol minei magodim, all good stuff. Uvashomin and smelling. When they put the table down, Imrim Lashem or some lawyer. Everything belongs to Hashem. Ugashemasalkin after the eighth sudo, Oisai Imrim, Hashemain Lashem Lashem or the son of Nayodim. O Marty Lois, I yes them, Bini, but Mazda Chisla Kach, how you zech there's such a big helik Naila Mazer? O Maloi, Kotzav or Yisai was a butcher. O Mikol Behema Shiisi no, O Marty Zu Tehele Shabbos. Any good behemah I said, this behemah is going to be for Shabbos. So he was mechabit Shabbos. So So because he was Mechabit Shabbos, he got back all this schar. Omarti loy ashrecho shezuchiso o borecha mokim shezitzach lekach. Eloki you and who then ashrach to the Eibusha gave you back this schar. Omalei kesel Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina. The king asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina, mifnei ma tashul sheshabbos rechenoidev. Hey, how come the cholins know so good on Shabbos? Omar Lois, he told him, Tav l'neched yesh lanu v'shabbos shmoy. You know why? We have a special day, Shabbos. Shabbos smells good. Shonu matilu l'toichoy. We put Shabbos into the cholin. V'rechenoidev. In other words, the covered Shabbos makes it good. Omar Loi, tein lanu emenu. The king wants to taste the cholin also. Let us taste some Michael of Shabbos. Omar Loi doesn't pass. It wouldn't help you. Whoever's a shame is Shabbos, has the Kedusha Shabbos, even makes the food taste good. It won't help you. If you're not a shame is Shabbos, it's not going to help you with time of Shabbos. You don't have this extra time of Shabbos. Omalei Reish Gelusel Rav Amnuna. My dear Siv, what does the Pesach say? V'liktoish Hashem Mechubad. Omalei Zeh Yom Kippur. It's also liktoish, when mekadesh something that's going on your Kippur. Shein boy leyachilu v'loyshtiya. You don't eat, you don't drink on Yom Kippur. So how are you mechabed Yom Kippur? Or mutayra chab kibdul b'ksois nekiya. You should wear nice clothing on Yom Kippur. That's the way you mechabed Yom Kippur. V'chibaratoy, then the post talks about Shabbos. Well, how are you mechabed Shabbos? Rav oma lahaktim. We'll soon see, you should eat earlier. How are you mechabed Shabbos? Eat your suda early. We'll soon see what this means. Lahaktim. Shmuel oma liyacha. Shmuel says vaker. Eat the suda a little bit later. Omru le b'nei rapopo bar abal rapopo. The yes, the papa shayla. Hagoyin anan. The shchicholon bisu v'charmer kol yoyma. The greatest Americanis that eat a gushmak kisud every single day of the week. They have a nice supper. They have meat and they have basar. They have meat and wine every single night. Obazay v'man nishnis. How is Shabbos going to be different than the whole week? As we eat gushmak, we eat gushmak every single day of the week. How is Shabbos different? How are you mechabit Shabbos? Make the eating time different. If you usually eat early on Friday night, eat a little bit later. So the pshat is you'll be a little bit more hungry, so you'll enjoy the food much more. So that'll be a chiddush. If the whole week you wait till you're starving, is akdumi on Shabbos, eat a little bit early, you won't be starving. So the kids will be mechabit Shabbos, make Shabbos a little bit different than the whole week. Rav Sheshis the Kaita, Rasheshis, Rashi learns Rasheshis was blind. Rasheshis Sagi Nor Hoya. Vein Roya Eisachila. And he used to give a drosha on Shabbos, and he wanted to make sure it gets finished on time. He shouldn't be married too much to drosha. So the people should go home to have covered Shabbos. Ugushoyaduris for Shabbos, Moshe Vatamidim Amokim, Shetigia Shamachama. He used to let the Talmidim hear the drosha in the sun. In the place where the sun would come, boom, 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock the sun comes to Smokim, and 12 o'clock is the time the Shia should end. They should go home to eat. So Yibadav could let them sit in a place that when it comes 12 o'clock, they'll have a simen, it's getting to what? They have to go home. That's how Midim would get up. His Rashesh didn't know when 10 is Joshua. He was afraid to go on the whole day. So he had to make a simen to know when 10 the Talmidim walk themselves and go away. In the sun, he let them sit where the sun is. In the winter, Zakeret used to let them sit in the place where the shade was. So Zakeret would get too cold, they'll have to leave. The kids, like Rashi says, he wanted them to go home to eat the suda. So he gave a shear. So to know when 10, he'll only say a little bit, not too long. They should go home and eat Rashi Mar. They should go home fast and eat the Suda. It shouldn't be Mar too much Shabbos morning. You're supposed to eat your Suda. Reb Zeiro Mahader Azuze Zuzid Rabbonin. He went after pairs of Rabbonin. What does that mean? Rashi Mar Azuzid Rabbonin. Keshoi Roya Oysen Zuga Zuga Sumadabra Matera. On Shabbos morning, he would see the Tamil Chomim sitting and schmoozing and learning. He would go after them. Beyoimelahem. Bematusim and Choim, please. Go home and eat your suda, eat your cholin. Don't be mechal Shabbos not to have tanugim on Shabbos. As you learn later, now is the man to go home and eat. Like we said, Shabbos is an inyan of oinik Shabbos, to have tainug on Shabbos. And what the Mashal says, the whole week taki, you're not supposed to have too much tanugim. But on Shabbos is a mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. He said, the pshat is, because Shabbos is mekadesh to gashmis. So you're supposed to have gashmis on Shabbos, today that you'll use up the kedusha Shabbos to mekadesh to gashmis. But you're supposed to eat good on Shabbos. So interesting, he told them, don't sit and learn now, go home and eat better. Don't be mechal Shabbos, it means don't sit and learn all day, go home and eat. Omar Rabbi Vitaim Rabbi Shuba Levi, Afilu Yochid Amaspala Neva Shabbos, even the Yochid as Makabal Kabbalah Shabbos, Sarach Lema Vayechulu. You have to say Vayechulu. The Omar Rabbam Nuno, Kolam Espala Neva Shabbos, the Omar Vayechulu, Malal Vakosa Kilo Nase Shutiv La Kodesh Borcho, Pamaisa Bracious. If you say Vayechulu for a night, the Mamish become a Shutiv with a Kodesh Borcho in Maisa Bracious. We'll soon see the Pshat. Shenam Rapostik says Vayechulu. Is al tikru vayichulu ela vayichlu mashm us together. The two of us together finish the bria shemayim. Shrashi vayichlu hakadosh baruch hu v'zeshem mesape b'shvach shemokim m'shvach shel Shabbos. Means hakadosh baruch hu and me that's talking about the shvach. We together finished off the ma'aseh brachos. Chur tzapelo. The ma'aseh brachos happened already. How can you become a shutev now, later years, us now, we're a few thousand years after ma'aseh brachos? So I once saw pshat. The Arachaim Hakadosh says the pshat is that. That he learns that Demisin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created really, it should be Sheshi Shemei Bereishis, just 6 days, and then there should be Shabbos, and finished. That really should be the end of the world. No, there's an Inyan, if you're Shemei Shabbos, you make there should be another week. Every time you're Makayim Shabbos, that makes there'll be a Nochamo, another Maisa Bereishis. There'll be another 6 days, and then a Shabbos. That's why we learn the Apostle who says, V'shamu v'nei Yisrael a Shabbos, l'aso Yisrael a Shabbos. Klai Yisrael is supposed to watch Shabbos. Lasa is a Shabbos. What do you mean you're going to make Shabbos? If you watch Shabbos, you're making Shabbos. How are you making Shabbos? That is the pshat. Really, the bria was just to be 6 days and then a Shabbos. That's all. Now, if you watch this Shabbos, that gives a koyach that there'll be a new Ma'aseh Bereishis. So you're creating that there'll be another Shabbos. And if you watch the next Shabbos, you're creating there'll be another Sheshi Shemei Bereishis and another Shabbos. So Mele, every time you're Makayim Shabbos, now you say Vaychulu. The Pshat is you're Makayim, you're Makabal, Vaychulu means you're Makabal upon yourself the beginning of Shabbos, that you're going to be a Shem of Shabbos. So that's why you're giving us chus now that there'll be another Ma'aseh Bereishis, there'll be another 6 days. So that's Pshat the Pasuk. You're Shomru, Vnei Yisrael, it's a Shabbos. Last says it's a Shabbos. You take a go and make another Shabbos.
You said like a proof then that there was always somebody being Shem of Shabbos?
What? Yeah, that's what it has to be. Yeah. That's what the Orachayim mean. Right. Omer Rebbe Loza, Minayin Shadiba Kamaisa, saying something is like doing, Shenam of Devar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just said, Hu Omer Vayehi, he said, and there was a Maisa Bereishis. Omer Rebbe Chizda, Omer Ma'ukva, Kol Al Mespalo Dera Shabbos, V'yoyme Vayechulu, and you say Vayechulu, Ishnei Malachi Ashores, Hamalavin Loili Odim, Manichin Yedeyim Aroshoi, the two malachim that will come with you, put the head on top, the hands on top of you, be oimrim loy, v'sara v'nech v'chotasecha t'chuper, yaveri should go away, nishav v'kapor v'no yechatoim. The same pshat.
Which v'yechulu is this?
The beginning, v'yechulu. That's the pshat is, I told you, the pshat of v'yechulu is, you're makabal upon yourself, the beginning of Shabbos, that you're going to watch the Shabbos. That's like the beginning of Shabbos. So v'zo you'll have a kapor. Tanya Reb Yosef Yudu Oimer, Shnei Malachi Asheros Malavon and Liyodim Erashaz Abetik Nesel Lebeisai. You have two Malachim walking you home from Shabbos, from Shul. Echad Toiv Yechad Ra. Ugeshubo Lebeisai when you come home to your house. Omotza Ner Dolek, you come home and the house is Baruch Hashem with the Ner, Veshulchan Aruch, you have a table prepared, Omitosu Mitzas, everything is made nice, the bed has its sheets on it. Is Malach Toiv Armi, Yerotzon Shetei, Leshabbos Acheres Kach. He gives you Baruchah, next Shabbos should have the same thing. He's forced to say Omin. But if you come home and forget, you have nothing doing there, you have the TV going, is Malach Ra, should be the same way next Shabbos also. He's a fiddle, you're a poor person, that you don't have enough food to buy, and you only have the gezayis to eat, and none to do. Still, you should prepare your table as if you're going to have a big suda. But that's also covered Shabbos, to prepare the table nicely. If the Shabbos is also to prepare the table for Malav HaMalka, not too many people are making this. If I said for Malav HaMalka, you're supposed to mamish set the table up. So to put a tablecloth down, yisader odom shukhanim maitsoy Shabbos, afo pishen atzorach el gezayis. Even though you only need a kezayis from Lava Malka, still as covered a Shabbos, you're supposed to set the table for the Lava Malka. If you have hot water, Moitzoy Shabbos is good trashy, lishtois v'lirchos, either wash or take a hot shower. Moitzoy Shabbos, that's Melugmas, good for food. It's healthy. Pas chambe mitzvah Shabbos also look is good for If you have nice hot bread mitzvah Shabbos, that's also good for refuah. Rabbi Avuah heavy avdin lei viafuke shabato iglo tilsa. He used to have from lava malko or gavaltika calf. Tilta means the third one. Tilta always means a good calf. That was a third born, the third child.
No, what does it mean the third firstborn? Is that what usually means? The firstborn of firstborn?
Yeah, right. Third child, the one one earth, right? Heavy ocho minei kalisa. He used to only eat the kidneys of it. That's all he ate. Every lava malka, he used to eat the kidneys. Ki godol avimi brei, when his son grew up, omulei, lo malachol asudu kulihai, what do you have to ruin the whole behema? And have opened up a new behema, mitzvah shabbat, just for the kidneys. Nishpa kulisa v'mayla shabbata. We open up an animal for Friday anyway. We have the suda on Shabbos. So leave over the kidneys from the behema from Friday. Shavkua. Mayla shabbata. And eat it on mitzvah. And eat it from Avam Alka. So he listened to his son. Shavkua, he did that. From the behema, he shechted on Friday. Took out the kidneys. And put it away. What happened? V'yosa ri yochle. And Ari came and ate off the kidneys. Masha mina shemayim is not a good eitzah. It was better what you did before. The cover them lava malka. You're supposed to do something special. Halacha is brought down was an inyan to make a special dish to cover lava malka. You shouldn't just eat the leftovers from Shabbos. You should make something special. Machlan of this gemara here that he was matved to make something special from lava malka.
Rashi says he didn't. I really didn't eat the kidneys. He ate the egg.
Okay. Good. What does Rashi say? Ochel ari leegel ari leshlichshe. Good. Omer Rishu ben Levi, koloine omen yeshme rabba mevorach b'kol koichay. If you answer b'kol koichay rashdan b'kol kavanosli, means you have to have a lot of kavona. Know what you're saying is current or gzar dinoi. They rip up any gzar din, something bad supposed to happen to you, they rip it up. Shenema b'froya proyis b'Yisrael b'snad evan boruchu Hashem. My time b'froya proyis. Why does Hashem like stop the punishments? Mishun the boruchu Hashem. Since they gave a brocha, they said yeshme rabba. Hashem takes away is korei the gzar din. Rabbi has a shemitz, a little bit of the chet of avodah zara is meichlin loy. The meichiyu b'schus yisay yesh from Rabbi bekavona. Ksiv loch b'froya proyas uksiv osim kifaruahu. That's the inyan of avodah zara. Shashi b'froya proyas bitu peronis. Hashem will stop the peronis. Again, peroy them targeting bitu. It's not about baruch. Hashem is not the misol of baruch. As baron, that stop the peronis. Right. Omer Resh Lakish, Kol Oina Omen B'chol Koichoi Poischun Loi Shari Gan Eden. If you say Omen B'chol Koich Osu B'chol, it means B'kavona. Anytime you hear a brocha and you say Omen, you'll be Zoicha to Poischun Loi Shari Gan Eden. Shenema Pischu Shorim V'yovoi Goi Tzadik Shemir Amunim. Al Tikru Shorim Amunim El Shoimim Omen. It means the people that say Omen, they'll be Zoicha to the Shari of Gan Eden. My Omen, what does Omen mean? Omer Rav Chanina Keel Melech Nema. That's a pshat for an Omen. So Tosis says the bottom Tosis, Keil Melech Nemon, Sorech Laharaboy Bishor Shem Omen. When you say Omen, you have to know what you're saying. Omen means it's true that Keil Melech Nemon, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Melech Nemon. Whatever you're saying, like you're saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Melech Nemon. Omer Rav Yehuda b'Rei Reb Shmuel, Mishmei D'Rav, Ein Hadleika Mitzuye El B'Mokim Sheish Chilul Shabbos. When is a fire come, Rachmonis, in your house? B'Mokim is a Chilul Shabbos. That's where fire comes. Shenemar v'im lo tishmu elai lekadosh shem Shabbos levulti seis maso v'itzaisi eish b'sharei. Then will come out fire in the shareim v'yochalter amoni v'shlayim lo tichva. You won't be able to put it out. My lo tich wasn't even able to put it out. Or anach Rav Yitzchok b'shor shem bnei yodim mitzuyin lechvoisei. And that means Rashi on Shabbos. Shabbos people are not home. What?
When it's also do it.
Two things. All right. Well, then, if pikuach nefesh, maybe you are allowed to do it. That means people on Shabbos are not home so much. Sure, it's fine. I'm not sure. Yeah. Amrabaya, loichov yushlaim ela b'shvil shechilu boras haShabbos. As chilu Shabbos came churban abayis. Shechurban yushlaim. Shenema u'mishavoseha helimu einayim. They took the eyes away from Shabbos. V'yechol b'soichem. Amrabavu loichov yushlaim ela b'shvil shebitlu kriyashma shachas v'yarvus. They didn't daven Krishma and Shachris and Mariv. Shinema hoy mashkime boiker, ba boiker sochi yidoifum. Oksiv hoyo kine benevel toif echlil yayin, mishisam yisper lashem liyabitum. Oksiv lochein gilu ami meblei das. They got to golis, because of these chatoim. Omer bam nuna lechor b'yishlaim ele b'shvil shebit lubo tinoike shebish rabban. They stopped the cheder from learning Torah. That's what had the churban of yishlaim. Shinema shvoich el oilel pachutz. My tam shvoich, why was there a churban Yerushalayim? Mishum d'oilu b'chutz. Because they had the young children outside not learning in the cheder. Amar ulo chob Yerushalayim el b'fnei shlohoy elem boishes ponim. Didn't have busha like Yerush Hashem. From one to the other. His had bad midas. They weren't embarrassed one to the other. Also, they had no covered one to the other. The same way they acted to a young kid, they acted to a god or to a chashuva person. They had no covered. Omer Rav Amram Bredo Rav Shimon Ben Abar Abba Omer Rav Shimon Bar Abba Omer Rav Chanina Lorchov Yishlaim Ele Bishvil Shloi Hechichu Zeh Zeh. They didn't give Techocha, they didn't tell one another to stop doing the Chatoim. Shnei Mohoisarim Kelim Lemotsu Maro Ma Ayel Zeh Roisher Shal Zeh Bitzad Nogu Shal Zeh Af Yisrael Shal Boi Sador Kiv Shal Paneim Bekarka Lorchov Yishlaim Ele Bishvil. They like put the heads in the karka, they looked down, they didn't look what their friends were doing, they didn't give Techocha one to the other.